So here we are, adjusting to changing in a loving way on a day that has a certain amount of dedication to love, which we are going to talk to you about in just a moment. The whole idea that love is something to be drawn from outside of you is a bit distressing, because it leaves you with the idea that your own love is not enough. And in truth, your own love is indeed enough. Your love and the union of your love and the love of the universe is a beautiful thing and has so much nurturance for you, so much power. But this day brings out a problem which we are going to solve. And we are going to solve it by being loving. When an event comes up, a time, a celebration, then we very often feel ourselves pulled outside of ourselves, as though we should be looking around us for the thing that is going to fill us, the thing that is going to make us whole. And so we fall into an illusion. And of course, in the culture, there is a great deal of magnetism for that. There is so much meaning applied to things that meaning actually should not be applied to. But when it is love, it is especially dangerous. It is as though we are saying, if I were truly loved, then the outside world would respond to me in the way that is prescribed by my culture. As soon as we can give that up, we can then begin to enjoy responses that are loving, that come from outside of us, because we are not afraid of their absence and because we are not living in need of them. These two things can be dangerous for anyone, particularly someone on a spiritual path, because these ideas pull you away from yourself, your source, your center, the place where you can fill, the place where you can allow yourself to feel bountiful love, which the universe always has for you. Now, we are not in any way saying that you do not enjoy love from those outside of you. Of course you do. But there is a balance where you are full, and you know you are full, where you are in a place with yourself, where you are loving, where you are full of love. And so the things that come to you then from the outside are positioned properly, as they should be. They are things that are, how would we say it, they are extra. They are pleasant. They are a fair wind. They are a beautiful flower that you might see and enjoy. But they are not the things that you need in the sense of being fearful, because those things can take your power away from you. And because of the nature of your world and the patriarchal nature of your world, you will find that you must watch this on holidays, shall we say. You must watch this if any time you have engaged in comparison, because then you've put yourself in a dangerous place. This other person is getting all of this from the outside and I am not. And we can tell you truly that if that person is not full, what they are getting from the outside will not fill them. And this knowledge is the thing that returns us to center and returns us to an understanding of love that we want to carry with us wherever we go. Now, we acknowledge there are circumstances where that is more challenging, but the return on all of this must be to the center of the self. The openness must be to love of the universe, and the allowing ourselves to be filled. Now, in order to do this, of course, rather than get caught in the speed of the world around you, in the speed of the thought around you, you must be willing to stop and be in contemplation with yourself. It does not have to be hours and hours of it, but it must be enough of it so that you can feel again. And in that feeling, you will find your own power. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed.
You've been listening to The Loving Way with Becky Loving. Becky Loving is a spiritual teacher and counselor. For more information, go to BeckyLoving.com.